From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It's the season for all things orange and golden and scarlet. Think pumpkins, Indian corn, and squash. It's also the high season for apples, and that makes Master Baker Dory Greenspan very happy.
I always peel the apples, but what I usually do is I peel them, and I end up eating the peel. Then I'm always surprised there's nothing to toss out.
Shoo, fly, fly, an apple fan, Dory makes your eyes light up. Your thumb is here, hobby, shoo, fly, fly, an apple fan, Dory, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star.
Dory Greenspan had me doing all kinds of stuff last week, working in my own kitchen, peeling, coring, and quartering a mess of fresh Fuji apples. Dory is the author of Baking, From My Home to Yours, and for the past year, she's been helping me master ever more difficult recipes.
Let's go to the stove. Get some heat under it and melt the butter.
On today's agenda, tarte tatin. It's sort of like an apple pan dowdy or a cobbler, except it's French, and it's the terror of many a home baker.
This is really, you know, for a dessert that everyone is so afraid of, it's a really kind of loosey-goosey operation. You do it once, and you won't even need a recipe to do it again.
Why so wary? All we need is a stick of butter, sugar, apples, and rolled-out pie dough. You can also use puff pastry. Plus, my heavy cast iron skillet. We also need a great big platter that fits over the heavy cast iron skillet, thick oven mitts, and perhaps some Wheaties.
Okay, so we have 3/4 cup of sugar on top of the bubbling butter, and now we're going to turn off the heat.
Now hold up, the Wheaties don't go in the tarte tatin, they go in us, because we're going to need some muscle. A tarte tatin is first prepared over a stove. We've melted the butter, added the sugar, and now we have to arrange the first layer of apples in that skillet, like letter C's, with the curved side facing down.
Think about a pineapple upside down cake, okay? What's at the bottom of the pan will eventually be the top of our dessert. You can fuss and figure out a pattern, but somehow, no matter what you do, this tarte always looks beautiful.
A bit of history. This is a dessert that comes with a wonderful story.
What we know for sure is that there were two sisters in the Loire Valley, the Tatin sisters, and they had an inn where they cooked for their guests. One of the stories that I've heard, one of the sisters was making an apple tart, and she had put it in the oven when she realized that there was no dough under the apples.
Sacre bleu.
And thinking quickly, she had people outside in the dining room and she had things to do in the kitchen. She just took the dough and put it on top of the apples and then flipped it over and served it that way. And it was evidently so delicious that they continued to make it. And if you go to the area where the Tatin sisters lived, there are tarte tatin societies that get together. There are official recipes. There are unofficial recipes. It's really a cult sweet.
Two layers of apples later, the heat's back on. We stand over the stove, watching and listening to the apples caramelize in that butter-sugar mix. After about 15 minutes, the bubbles have gotten fatter, the apples soften, my kitchen smells divine, and I am getting hungry.
Okay, so while we...
I really would love to take one of those apples.
No, too hot. Can't. Okay, I like the color. Darker than butterscotch.
And getting darker by the minute.
There's a moment where it turns brown, and then it turns really brown, and then it's time to stop.
So we take the skillet off the burner, then cover the apples with a blanket of rolled-out pie dough, carefully tucking around the inside edges of the pan before moving the entire skillet, the entire thing, into the oven. Then we wait. And we wait some more. We wait 35 minutes. It feels like an eternity.
It's showtime.
Let's go. How does it look?
Oh, it's still bubbling.
Yes.
Dory, it's beautiful.
Well, The top is beautiful. We don't know what's underneath.
But we're going to find out what's below that flaky golden crust. Dory rolls up her sleeves, dons the oven mitts, and then prepares to do the tatin flip.
Yeah, actually, what it takes is a little bit of strength and a lot of courage. Hold this.
So the platter is on top of the skillet.
Right.
And you're trying to lift the platter and the skillet.
Over.
Oh.
Okay, now. You better taste good.
Wait, we're not done yet. Now you can understand why some people think a tart tatin is kind of a bear. Dory grips the now upside-down skillet, then very carefully lifts the pan up in one careful motion.
Now, often some apples get stuck. Let's see.
There it is. The tart tatin is gorgeous. Oh. Not perfect apple pie gorgeous, but French country gorgeous. Ooh la la, rustic. The apples rest on top of the dough, covered with brown caramelized sugar. Some are browned a bit more than the others. They look sweet and tender, and they glisten under the kitchen lights.
We can't eat it now. It's really way too hot to eat.
Why can't we eat it now?
I got a good look because we had to wait a few more minutes before we could finally dig in.
Oh, now that is delicious. It's screaming out for fresh whipped cream.
Fresh whipped cream would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla
creme
ice fresh. Cream. Creme fraiche, definitely.
Now, I am thinking of the sister who pulled this out of the oven, basically covered up a mistake, if we believe that story.
If we believe that story.
And has guests in the dining room, and she's wondering they're either going to love it or... Or maybe she knew immediately when she took it out that she had come on to something wonderful.
I think she probably thought, I hope they like it.
I think this needs to be continued off the radio. So we can enjoy this fabulous dessert. Because best when eaten warm, yes?
Best when eaten warm.
Do you want to try this at home? Dory's recipe with tips is at npr.org, along with pictures of our tart tatin, and pictures are all that's really left of it.